Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively into football season. Yes, it's true. Luke is out in Owings Mills. Any breaking news will happen first on the WNST Tech Service. That's all brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. We're getting our Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road as well. I invited this guy, but Leonard Raskin, a little busy this week with moving kids to college for doctorates and all sorts of things. I will have the Ravens scratch-offs, though, at Costas in Timonium on Thursday. Luke's going to stop by. Alan McCallum stopping by. Zach Dermer stopping by. We'll have some friends. And it's also my 28th anniversary this week. We've had a lot of listeners, and I want to give thanks to Leonard Raskin and all of our sponsors for supporting us through good times, bad times. It's like a Led Zeppelin song there. And you're missing the Rush concert in New York this week too, so I got to
I
throw
am.
that in. How are you doing?
I'm
How are
great, man.
things?
I'm great. It's been a beautiful week. We've had 85 degrees, no humidity. What's not to love? Sitting by the pool, enjoying the summertime, some crabs, some corn on the cob.
I had crabs on Sunday. I went to
There you
my
go.
mom's birthday. It was my
I
mom's
saw.
107th birthday.
There you
And
go.
I have your mallet here. Some folks don't know that if you're in the Raskin Global family, you
There
get the
you go. That's
special
it.
mallet with
Ooh,
the,
look at
this
that.
is the beer bottle opener.
That's right.
Patent pending, of course,
Patent
on all of
pending.
this. It's the first time I had crabs all year.
Wow. Holy
Like, I
cow.
sat down. I even mentioned you because I'm like, I get crabs when Raskin makes me, when my friend Shannon makes me, when my wife doesn't ever make me because she's not like that. And she always gets like into the second crab and she always comments, and we're watching the Orioles too, so that's part of it. She's like, this is kind of gross, isn't it? And I'm like,
It's the
dude,
best gross. Come
stop.
on.
You know, but
There's no gross.
people
It's
that
the
aren't from
best.
around here,
Don't
they
get it.
don't know.
They
You
don't get
know,
it.
I want to take Katie Griggs out and eat crabs with her or
There you
Sashi
go.
Brown.
There you
What do you
go.
think?
I think the three of you.
Well, you know that
I'll come.
you know this is an award-winning program that you're a part of and sponsor. I don't know if you
I've
know that.
seen this. I've
We
seen
have
this.
completely everything you and I have talked about my money and my life, we've reinvented me, apparently, according to Baltimore
Baltimore
Magazine.
Positive, a reinvention
We have
of
reinvention. I'm the
the
best reinvention
sportsman.
in Baltimore this year.
That's good stuff. That's good
I
stuff.
mean, it's
What?
almost like taking a crab mallet and turning it into a, it's like a two for one,
Right.
but you're now a part of the award winning. And part of that is that it's said that I take public figures, politicians, business owners like yourself
Yeah, and
out
talk.
for crabs and sit and
And
talk. I haven't really
talk.
done that. I take people for crab cakes.
There you go.
It
Well,
would be very interesting to do a show over crabs because I'd have to lav mic everybody because you're using your hands,
right.
right?
You'd be busy.
But I'm thinking like
A new
maybe
thing.
that's a new segment if I
A
could get
new
some
thing.
sponsors for this. So we
Right.
have to think about some of the people that give you money that want to give me money. But if
Right.
we had a new thing where like I just once a week or once a month bring Katie Griggs and Sashi Brown to have crabs. Like we sit and eat crabs.
Hey, if they join you, I'll be there.
They want your money, not my honesty, is what
Well,
that's
one
really
of
what
them
they
already
want.
gets my money,
The Ravens.
and the other one I have not spent on yet. We were this close,
You
this
quit on the Ravens,
close.
by the way. I must say,
What? What?
you took didn't the knee, didn't that take you out
Yeah,
of?
I took a few years off.
Well, then
I did.
don't
I
correct
did.
me. I'm correcting you.
No, I did.
You.
I took a few years off. There's no question. London, taking a knee in front of the Queen was unacceptable in my book. Wholly un-American, wholly un-Baltimore, wholly unacceptable, and I took a couple years off. That's true. I did. I didn't go to a game
But
till
you got
Lamar.
back on.
Well, when Lamar showed up, I figured I'd give him a new chance and see what it was going to be, and
That's what I
I
said with Rubenstein. Wait,
came
right?
back. Right.
Like, I'm going to give him
And
a chance.
he's come through a little bit. He's spent some money. He's now spent five big contracts. He's got Bradish signed for five.
And you're still not buying tickets.
Okay, look, I was this close, okay? This close.
Ah, okay.
Saturday was Hawaiian shirt night. You
And you
know, I
look
love
good
a
in a white.
Hawaiian
Yeah, you
shirt
look good in a Hawaiian
and
shirt.
an Orioles Hawaiian shirt. And we spent Friday packing up a third of the house because the boy is moving to St. Louis for his PhD
How
program.
many years is this? He's gonna be there?
5 years. It's a 5-year deal.
you getting him like blue season tickets or something? Is he going to go to
Well, no.
Cardinals games?
He has no. Well, he may go to a Cardinals game. If the O's play St. Louis, we're definitely there for
That
that. We'll
soccer
see him on
team,
the
they
road.
have a soccer stadium right down by Union Station
I
there in
don't think he's
downtown too.
super interested. I'm going to go for Caps Blues for sure. I'm definitely going for Caps Blues.
Okay.
Can't miss that. I mean, I haven't been to that stadium, and it's 5 minutes from the place, so why not? And so we're ready to go. We spent Friday. The house was his stuff was being packed. Saturday was the moving truck being packed, and started early morning, went till mid-afternoon, and everybody was just tired. So we instead of going to the O's, we watched the O's over crab cakes at Pappas.
So you know what? My wife and I, on my mom's birthday, we decided to eat our crabs at the bar at Costas in
There you
Dundalk because
go.
you can't get
There
them
you
in Timonium.
go.
We did it around the Oriole game. We got there at 1:30, and a lady at the bar who I know, a Dundalk person, who's known me my whole life, came up to me, told me about her kids and they're doing this and doing that and living in Texas and like all that. And she said to me, "You're going to the Ravens games, ain't you?" And I'm thinking, you haven't read up on me. I mean, you've been a little out of the loop on things. You went back to get Ravens tickets and you write a big check to them. You don't write a check to the Orioles. The Orioles are trying to
No.
get everybody to write a check to them.
Correct.
This is me doing a shoot interview with you, Leonard Raskin, of Raskin Global. But like, you decide in or out. And I would think some of it might be in the old days, you would get a. Did you ever have Raven Orioles? You were a
Oh,
poor
yeah.
kid like me. Like, I never
No, I
had
had. Oh,
season
never.
tickets to the Orioles.
No. I
No.
didn't have season tickets to the Orioles till Camden Yards opened. I got tickets when Oriole Park Camden Yards opened the first year.
You said the first thing you did with your money was get Caps tickets,
Cap
right?
season tickets,
First
absolutely.
time you
That
had
was
money. First time I had
the
money, I got
first
a big
thing I
screen
spent
TV.
money on.
I bought a big screen
Yeah,
TV
first
after I
thing I
bought a Jeep. Yeah.
spent money on was Cap season tickets. That I had for years and years and years and years. And went to games, went to it was 40 home games. I probably went it was 40? Yeah, 40 home games. Probably went to 25 to 30 a year easily, at least. And then came, it's KISSING. First comes love, then come marriage, then comes no more capital tickets and a baby carriage.
Okay, well.
Kathy wasn't a fan. I stopped going to 40, went to 20. Boy came, went to 10 to 20.
And the Capitals moved 15 miles
And then
further
they
away.
moved. Then they, well, 15 miles and a half an hour, 40 minutes or further.
Right.
So made it difficult to get into the city. So that stopped. And then around the same time that that was going on, the Ravens came.
So your
So
money went there.
went, said, enough DC. Now we'll go to football. Did the Ravens. But I did have Orioles
It's
season
insane to
tickets.
me how this city, in our generation, people in their 50s and 60s who would support this and have supported it their whole lives. If you look around that baseball ballpark, it's a bunch of white people who are your age, quite frankly. That's who is willing to spend the money on this and buy the tickets and whatnot. It is unbelievable to me how so much of the money went to the Ravens a quarter of a century ago, and the Orioles can't figure it out. They just can't. They can't figure it out.
I had Oriole tickets. I had season tickets. I had great seats. I was down the third base line, about four rows deep, two sections outside of the dugout. Third base line, great seats. Caught a foul ball there and saved a woman's face.
Face.
Did that. Joey Cora, never forget it. Joey Cora, first foul ball I ever caught. I don't. It was like
I had a
30 years
friend
ago.
get hit in the face by Mookie Betts with a
There you
line
go.
drive at Comiskey Park. Facial reconstruction, awful stuff that's happened. Yes,
It was
so I hear
coming
you.
right at this gal
Those
sitting
nets,
next
I
to me.
see them when I'm there.
Oh, they're
I mean,
valuable for
Curio,
sure.
Wendy Bronfine, whom I love. Hi, Wendy. She gives me tickets a couple times a year in their seats, and they're on the fourth row, right behind the on-deck circle. And the first thing I notice when I go into the bowl, the 3 times a year I go to Oriole games, is the net because it's very hockey. Kind of always had it. Need my God, hockey needed it. But I get it with baseball. But I notice it when I go to a game now. I'm like, you don't see it on TV as much. Like
No,
TV hides
it's
it.
pretty meshed,
But
pretty meshed.
yeah. But when you get there, you notice
You
it, and then
see
you
it,
don't anymore. Then you
right?
don't
Then your
anymore.
eyes just adjust and you see through
And
it.
then when Joey Cora hits that line drive at you,
Did
you're
that line
happy it's
drive, I
there.
put my left hand up and it smacked my hand, left an impression for about four innings, hurt
But it
like
did.
hell, but
Did you
I
see
got
the
the
guy
ball.
catch the ball in San Francisco with the baby last
Yes,
week?
fantastic.
Unbelievable.
And you know what's funny? When I caught it, so this is 30 years ago. So I'm 30, right, when I catch this ball. And this woman sit she was the original Karen, sitting a couple rows behind me, says, "You should give that ball to that little kid." There was a kid like sitting in front of me who was looking at me like it was something. And I said, "I've been coming to baseball games my whole life. I've never caught a foul ball. I'm keeping it. Thank you very much." Kid can catch his own ball, or his mother can go
Yeah,
buy
I
him a
don't know
ball.
where I would be on that. I've given balls to kids. I mean, look, man, I was around. I was on the on-deck
Right, it didn't
circle most of the
matter.
time. The balls
Didn't
just kind of
matter. Right,
came
you just
around.
rolled
You know what I mean?
over.
The balls rolled over to me. If
Right,
I put one in
sure.
my bag, Bill Stecca didn't really care. I never
Right,
really did that,
right.
except to get an autograph for somebody that may have wanted one. A girl I was dating, Brady Anderson, signed his jock
Sure.
strap or something for me one time. That may have really happened. But it really may have really happened.
I hear
But
you. I hear you.
in a general sense, I've been going to games my whole life. I can tell you the balls I didn't catch at the
Right.
Pittsburgh All-Star game in 94 when the ball went. And I can tell you, and I got two balls in my life in one inning, in one at bat. They were Brady Anderson hit two foul balls into my row, which was mainly empty at Sky Dome. I did give the balls to kids.
There you
Matter
go.
of fact, one of them, that was a girl with me that worked at Hooters who was dating one of the players. I gave it to her.
Right.
And the other one I gave to a kid. So I've caught two balls in my life, same inning,
Caught one,
same
kept them.
stadium,
Caught one,
32
kept
years
it.
ago.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't really keep it. I
Right.
didn't
I'm just
keep,
saying, caught
but
one, kept it. And other than
I
that,
would. If I got it now, I think I would keep the ball because I've never really caught a ball at a game.
so check this out. I
Yeah.
had two sets of season tickets with my roommate. We shared, we did a lottery in the beginning of the season. There were three of us that shared the tickets, and you'd pick which games you wanted which tickets
These
for.
are box seats, third base, Oriole
Fourth
Park.
row, Oriole Park, and two tickets upstairs, right looking down on home plate, second row.
Behind home plate.
Behind home plate,
Not
directly,
club, upper
no,
deck. Okay.
upstairs,
Yeah.
directly there. So we'd pick the games we wanted, and in the beginning of the
Now,
year, we'd
dude,
draft
what you're
tickets.
telling me is how much you loved baseball,
Wait, I got to
is
finish the
how much you
story.
love baseball.
Absolutely, finish the story here. 21-30. I'm downstairs, fourth row, third
Oh, when
base.
Cal comes by.
Yeah, no,
Okay.
21-30.
Oh.
21-31, I'm upstairs behind home plate. Luck of the
Okay.
draw.
Okay.
Kathy and I were sitting at the game, 21-30, 21-31. And I have a my wedding ring has like four little diamonds in it. Okay. And I am clapping during the Cal thing so hard that my ring like spun and my finger was bleeding from the diamonds from the clapping. It was just unbelievable. So I was there 21-30, 21-31, all the great things. Here's crazy because you thought it would come back every other year. Did not go to the All-Star game. Had tickets, had the home run derby, had the All-Star game tickets, all mine, do what I want with them. Sold them, paid for the whole season.
Well, that you
Through a
needed the
broker.
money. It was
Through
1993.
back then.
Right.
Sold them, paid for the whole season, and figured, it'll be an all-star game here in another 5, 10 years, whatever. What's it been? 30? 30
If it
years?
comes, will it matter to you that you go?
If it comes, I may go. I may go.
So I did a huge segment. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. He manages Money in the American Dream. You can find him at Raskin Global. It's summertime. You can find his kid in St. Louis. I did an hour-long segment this week with Micah Bukdahl, who
Yeah.
is a Pikesville guy.
I know him. I know him.
You know Micah.
I
Oh,
do. I do.
okay. So
Back in the day, sure.
Micah with the Capitals, he gave my first Caps pass
Yes,
back in
yes.
1985 with Ed Frankovic, 84, 85. So he did the show this week. He's in Philadelphia. We've been friends all of our lives. He's still very
Yep.
close with Jeff Rimmer. Rimmer just wrote a book. Rimmer's
Sure.
coming on next month. So for the old school people listening, He came on this week because when I was in Philadelphia 2 weeks ago for Derby and All-Star Game, he texted me, brought his son because we take a picture together. I've known him all our lives. And then the next night he brought his brother and his nephew who's studying to be a rabbi, who was my intern. Max Buchdahl was my intern.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
don't know, like 2007, 2000, a long time ago. I've been doing this. By the way, it's our 28th anniversary coming up at
Awesome.
Baltimore Positive on Monday. I'm taking the day off seeing Getty. I'm spending my anniversary with Getty Lee in New York on Monday. So there.
Amen.
And Alex Lifeson and Annika Nils. So I would say to Micah, like I said, come on for 20 minutes. We'll talk Phillies Orioles. He came on with me and we took a deep, deep dive as we always do. He spends a lot of money as a fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
sure.
he's a lawyer in Philly. I see him at Phillies games, Eagles games, 76ers games. He's that guy that was at the Super Bowl
LeBron
both times,
James
LeBron James, Sixers, like
coming
all.
to the Sixers.
Like he is a
Weird.
Baltimore guy who loved the Orioles in 83, went to college in Philly. Not to give the whole story, but he roomed with Charlie Ekman back.
Yeah.
He was just a great, great guest. And I love that I had him on this week and you on, and you know him and money and
Yeah.
sports. As to where I am with going to see Geddy Lee, hopefully on Saturday night if I can get a room in New York, and Monday because they're gonna play Moving Pictures on Saturday night. I like what I'm willing to spend my money on. Now my
Right.
time is different. I build my whole life around these freaking sports franchises, and I get angry like I did at 5 a.m. when Luke and I got up on Monday morning talking about Rubenstein giving Elias a vote of confidence in a press
Yes.
conference
How
and
about
not
that?
knowing what he's doing. And I'm wondering, like, at what point do people like you and me, my last name's Aparicio, was a
Yeah.
Hall of Fame
Yes.
Cooperstown weekend, and I didn't even watch. And I don't
Right.
think any of the three guys are really all that deserving that went in this weekend. And I've been watching baseball my whole life. And I see this stiff in Rubenstein show up, talk about vote of confidence for Elias. We think he's doing a great job. Like, and the season ticket holders are nuts. The Birdland insiders are crazy that they've gotten these renewals. The team looks dead in the water, but they're going to buy this week. There's no question.
Right.
It's screwy, Leonard. And above and beyond that, you're a guy that's got money you could give them. I have enough money. If my wife liked it enough and acknowledged when the Red Sox are in town that she would even like to do that anymore
Right.
because she's so disenchanted with all of it and how I've been treated and how our family's been treated and my business.
Sure.
Like, my wife doesn't like it.
Right.
So, in a general, and I don't like it.
Right.
And, but I'm watching every press conference, watching every game. I went to the All-Star game. I was
Yeah.
pretty much mistreated. And the fact of the matter is, during that home run derby, somebody came up to me. Ryan Ripken was giving me shit. He's sitting in front of me at the All-Star game. He's
Right.
with this guy, Rocco. I'm kidding. I like Ryan. Happy birthday,
Yeah,
Ryan. I like
sure.
Ryan. I just, but
Yeah.
he came up and he got all, hey, you better keep your eyes open. You might get a line drive up here. We were in the foul territory.
Right.
Exactly where that guy in San Francisco caught the
Yeah,
ball with his
yeah.
kid. Foul territory, left of the left field foul pole. Foul territory, mid deck,
Yep.
where all the right-handed hooking home
Yeah.
runs were missing or hitting in the press box, in the auxiliary press box. I left early. I'm not a home run derby guy and I didn't need a
Yeah.
baseball. But there was a little boy in me that, to back to you, that like, I might get a foul ball here, and it's a bunch of media people. If the ball
Right.
came up here, I'm gonna have it. I don't have anybody with a glove or those big
Right.
Geico gloves that look like your
Oh
shirt.
my God,
You know,
yes. That
like
was crazy.
so my point is, like, the only reason I would have stuck around was to get a baseball. And if I would have gotten it, I'd have kept it. It was going in my
Absolutely.
bag. If I got the
Absolutely.
ball, I was. If it said All-Star Game to
Yeah,
2026 with
especially if it
Manfred's
was that
autograph,
gold
I'm
ball or
like, yeah, I
something.
was gonna keep it, right? But
Right.
nonetheless, probably would have cost me the press credentials I don't have anyway.
Right.
But I Leonard, I love baseball.
I
You know what I
get
mean?
it.
Like I spent
That's
3 days
it.
of my life running around Philadelphia, and I
That's it.
wouldn't give, and I want to be really disrespectful here. So Katie, if you hear this, and Chris the Whistler, if you don't want to talk to me anymore because I talk dirty on the radio, here's what my dad would say. And I swear this is to honor my father, and you're gonna appreciate this because it's way off color. And it's way what my father totally would say. And my
Right.
mother's birthday was Sunday, and we had some pizza and some crabs and beer to honor her causes. My dad would say, I wouldn't give them the sweat off my balls.
I hear
That's
you.
what my dad would say. So
Yeah.
that's where I am with this baseball team
Hey,
at this
look.
point, financially, and you
Yeah.
don't give them money, and
No.
I'm trying to
But if
figure
I'm
out.
you, look, if I'm you, I ain't going to a game and I ain't paying them nothing. And if somebody gave me the ticket and said, come with me, go, whatever, if you got in there, Fine. I would make sure I ate before and drank
My
after.
lean that my lean into all of it is when I take Brian Poole and John Allen and Greg Landry and Chris Pica to Oriole games when Wendy Braun, I offered you to come. When Wendy gives me four tickets, I love you, Wendy, Curio Wellness and Farm Daughter. When they give me their four tickets, I say yes, and then I immediately look for four people who would really love going, and I just name several of them. And when Brian Poole goes, he's a lawyer with leg, with childhood friends, he wants to buy me beer. Like, he's like, dude, you got me tickets. You took me to Fadley's. You bought me a crab cake. You bought me my first two beers. I love you, Ness. Let me buy you a beer. I'm like,
Not here.
no, not even with Clancy. Like,
Right.
no. Now, I did. My wife and I, and this is my inside joke, we went to the Houston Astros doubleheader game. We saw the lousy one when Young gave up 8 runs in the first inning. We missed all the grand slams, but we went. My wife, her sugar was a mess. She's diabetic. She needed to eat. We're in the ballpark. We went to Heritage Barbecue. It was their day that they had the little guest stand. And we spent $28 on this and $15 on a beer. And it was the best barbecue I've ever had in my life. It was delicious. The beer was great. So I can say that we bought concessions at the ballpark. And they were great. So I
There
just
you
want
go.
to, there you go, Katie. But nonetheless, like I'm trying to figure out not what how I feel about them, what they're doing to recruit you, who
Nothing.
has money, who was at the
Nothing.
Cal Ripken game, who
Yeah,
loves
nothing.
baseball. Like,
Nothing.
what are they doing?
Nothing. I mean, I've gotten no, I've got an email once a year, maybe solicitation for some tickets and, for season tickets. And I got, what else? Did I get a call? I think a guy might have called me to try to get me to do season tickets. I was like, no, thanks, no. But what I know, and when I stopped going, so when I ditched my tickets, so we sponsor a golf tournament every year, have for a long time. We had a golf tournament in the past. Now we sponsor one. Ness, this is terrible, really terrible. As a prize, when people hit closest to the pin, longest drive, all that kind of stuff. So we did the backwards.
This is for Mount Washington Pediatrics,
Well, this was
correct?
before this, it was just Raskin Global.
Okay.
And then we started doing Mount Washington, but as a prize, we would give away all kinds of great stuff, right? So we came up with 1 year, we told people to count how many balls they lost. And then, of course, we have scoring on the tournament. So the worst score of the tournament got four tickets to the Orioles. And the guy or gal who lost the most golf balls got two tickets to the Orioles. They were the booby prize back in the day, after 20, long after 21-30, when they
See, that
just
makes
were
them a joke,
terrible.
right?
Yeah,
That
when
makes
they
them a
were,
joke.
wait, when they were terrible. And I couldn't give away my season tickets. It wasn't a matter of reselling. It wasn't a matter of going to the games. It was, if I didn't want to go, those tickets went in the trash. And I said, you know what? I'm not paying for these season tickets
Do
anymore.
you know how many times I heard that in 2003, 4, 5, 6,
We
7, 8?
just, it was way before that. It was
That's
the
why I
stint
did Free the
before that.
Birds.
Right. And we got rid of them.
And even winning an award in Baltimore Magazine, they backslapped me about Free the Birds. Free the Birds, the greatest thing I've ever done.
There
It's the
you go.
20th
I
anniversary,
remember.
and
I
I'm
was there.
telling you, like in a general, it's right up there with the parade in New Orleans.
Yes.
Those are one and two
Fantastic.
for me,
Fantastic.
because that's
I was at
why I'm
both.
here.
I
I
was at
am here
both.
to ask tough questions of billionaires and to
That's
hold them
right.
accountable, because
That's
Rob
right.
Long ain't going to do it.
No.
That's
Nobody
it.
is. Nobody is. And sadly, was it last season, season before? I don't remember. There. Which I think is a pretty darn good dude, play-by-play guy, made a statement that got him a vacation for a couple weeks.
And nobody could say a word.
No, couldn't
Ben
say a thing
McDonald couldn't
about
say
it.
anything. Jim
No,
Palmer couldn't say
nothing,
anything about it.
nothing. He was
You
on
see, you
vacation.
impugn everyone's integrity.
He took
You,
vacation for a
well,
couple
that's
weeks.
Greg Bader running a baseball team and a television network that they couldn't even get the game on television a month ago. They couldn't get their game on television.
I get it. I get it.
I told
So,
Ken Rosenthal that he couldn't believe it. I
yeah,
saw him at the All-Star game.
so it was just time to get rid of the tickets back then. So we did.
The 20 years ago, over
Yeah,
20 years ago.
over 20 years ago. So So we had Ravens now. And the thing about the O's is, as I said, we both know I can get tickets to any game. Just walk up and buy them the night of the game. There's tickets.
This woman that stopped me at Costas, by the way, Leonard Raskin's here, Raskin Gold. This woman that stopped me at Costas, I've known her most of my life, and we were just like talking. How's your wife? You know, my wife's at the other end of the bar, and people always, how's she really doing? Because that's what, like, literally. And I try to convince her that that happens, and she's so healthy and doing well and
Doing
living her
great.
best life and hanging
That's
out with her
right.
sister and traveling to Italy and going to Maine
That's
and.
right, doing life.
Her dad's 80 and healthy, and like her mom's in Florida. Like the update is she's great, but it's so funny. They watch her eating a dozen crabs at the other end of the bar. She looks like Popeye now because she's been in the gym. She's at Planet Fitness at 6 in the morning. She's got guns back. You know what I mean? She's at her. She said to me the other day, "Do you know how much I weigh?" And I guess like 3 pounds too much. And she's
Uh-oh.
like, No.
Smack you down.
I'm back down. I'm back down to marriage weight." And I'm like,
There you
"Okay,
go.
good. You know, I you know." So nonetheless. She asked me about my wife, and then she says, "You going to the Ravens games?" I'm like, "Nah." She's like, "You go to the Orioles games, right?" I'm like, "Man, you're really late to the party." Like, well, I'm thinking,
You've
like,
wholly missed the
you're like
pie.
a you've a quarter century behind
You've
on me
missed the
going to
pie.
Orioles games. Once they, I sold them tickets, and they screwed me on a $30,000 deal. That Greg Bader was in the middle of that as well. So the John Angelos, all of them, 2005, 2004. It got me sideways with Mike Flanagan to the day he died. So for me, I said to her the nicest thing I could say about baseball, and this is the God's honest truth. If Katie Griggs were sitting here, or if Don Rovac were sitting here and saying, "How much do we have to pay you to start saying nice things about our team?" A, I'm not for sale, and they know that.
No.
So how about you just start doing the right thing? The first thing is leave my press pass behind home plate and let me ask questions of this manager who's in over his head, this general manager who's been in last place the last 2 years, these freak owners who come in and out and pretend to know anything about baseball and don't, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So I could do that. But here's the God's honest truth, Leonard. And I don't talk much to Luke about this, and my wife definitely knows it to be true. We watch the Orioles on a big screen TV from 12 feet away. I love hearing Ben McDonald and Jim Palmer so much that sometimes I have to zhuzh my wife or hit the pause and rewind because Ben McDonald said the great. I'm going to interrupt my story because Ben had a great point. I want to throw it out. There was a point in the game where Albies let a double play ball go under his legs on Sunday. It
Saw
would have
it.
ended the game, right? A
Absolutely.
flip to second and a good double play turn would have ended the game. Right, Fox to Aparicio to Kluczewski, it's over. Right, that Dower to Belanger to Murray, it's over. Right,
Billy to
so
Cal.
ball goes between his legs, and Ben McDonald went into why he's so great at what he does. He
Up the
said,
chin.
if your head comes up,
Your glove
your
comes
arm's
up.
going, your glove's going to come up too. And I thought about that, and I thought, man, I haven't heard that since my father told me that. Mr. Butch in 1978, when I was in Little League. It's the last time I took baseball training, other than like that is not something that Johnny Oates ever had to say to Bill Ripken or Cal Ripken
That's
in
right.
my presence at a big league. Like literally, I never heard big leaguers talk like little leaguers, but
That's
that is
right.
a little league. When you're a little boy,
Yeah,
it's
you
you got to
learn.
stay down on
You
the
got to stay
ball
down.
because if your head comes up, your arms are
That's
coming
right.
with it
That's
because
right.
your arms are attached to your head, right?
Amen.
So
Amen.
Ben taught me that on a replay, and I brisked through it and I rewound it. And Jen's like, "You rewound it too far." I'm like, No. I'm about to teach you baseball here."
There
And
you
I love
go.
my wife. Likes that but doesn't like it. I'm like, hold on. He just said something I'm going to talk about on the radio, which is
There you
why I
go.
want to listen to the broadcast so I can echo the beautiful things they say, but also tell the stories about how awful it is, right? Like, in a general sense, the notion that all of these years later, the free the birds and, you know, all that bakes into this is that I love it. I try to sell it and I would try to tell you to go to it. But as I'm sitting in Costas, with
Not
a dozen
going. I don't
crabs,
blame you one bit.
with no. The television has made the box. You go to the game, you don't get the
You don't
box.
see it.
So even in the fourth row, I'm in a phenomenal seat. I'm not drinking Brian
It's a
Poole's
different
free
game.
beer. I'm using Wendy Braunfein's unusable free tickets that would have gone in the trash for a doubleheader
It's a
against the
different
Astros.
game.
And I'm watching the game and I'm 10 feet from the strike zone. The game is so much better on television this year.
It's
And I
amazing.
said this to to my friend in Dundalk who asked about going to the games. I'm like, you know, I've been to three games. I went to three games. Yeah, I went to three games this year. I went to opening day and I've sat in I went to Arizona and I went to Houston afternoon games when Wendy gave me tickets from Curio. So I've been to three games, and in all three of those games, and keep in mind, like opening day, the box wasn't even, it's the first year the box has been a thing.
That's right.
So like, and in the first week of doing the show, I know you and I, we talked about the box.
Yes,
Man, the
indeed.
box on TV
It's
is the
cool.
number one reason
It's cool.
to not go to the game if you really want to watch the game. And I've said that to Luke too. Now Luke
And if
gets
you
the
have,
box because he's in the press box where they have TVs. But if you're in the stands, whatever the umpire says it is, and whatever the
it
tap on the
is
helmet is, and whatever the video guy wants to
replay.
show me on the $600 million scoreboard, like it is a better fan. I love the team. I care about winning and losing and whether it was a strike or like I'm really watching the game, not socializing, not drinking, not chasing girls, not chasing my kid, not just out there for the sunshine or the bobblehead or the t-shirt like you almost went on Saturday, but like really watching the, you would have gotten the t-shirt on Saturday, but you wouldn't see, you see the game better on TV. And I think
Absolutely.
if Rob Manfred were in front of me, and I have Buster Olney coming on this week. I have Tim Kirkshin coming on this week. I have Janet Marie Smith coming on this week. I have Evan Drellick coming on this week. I have Allen coming on this week. I have Joel Poile coming on this week. And I have Marty. They're all baseball. I mean, literally, I'm doing all baseball this week.
Yes,
In
indeed.
every one of those segments, I'm going to talk about that because I don't think there's, you and I mentioned the netting, like that you get there and we're like, oh, there's a net. Okay. It doesn't really, for a minute or two, it may stop you. But the game on TV, they've superseded even football to me. And football, I'm a football in person guy because I like to see the lines open up. That I tried to explain that to Chad Steele about how my seat was the best seat in the stadium because I could actually see the game because Marvin Lewis told me to get that seat 30 years ago because it's where, so like I really did like my seat at the Ravens games was the best seat in the stadium by far, first row, upper deck, seeing all the whole. I saw every play happen, plays that were going to fail. I saw all of it. And I can't see that on TV. I don't think the games. Now, if you give me an all 22 or an end zone look and just leave it alone and I could have that internet look from my seat, I would prop, but I like replay. I like all of that. But baseball, Leonard, I'm telling you, man, like even. Don't tell anybody. I left the All-Star game early on that Tuesday night because I came home on the subway and I watched the late innings in my hotel room. And other than the players talking to the pit, like it was really goofy. I'm glad I had the experiencing of watching it on TV because had I watched it at the stadium, everybody at home had a completely different experience
I'm
with
sure.
talking to the pitchers and the batters. The
Absolutely.
game, they've
Wild.
made the game better on TV.
Wild. And if you have good announcers, also, I think as you said, Ben is outstanding. Hear Palmer say, strike out, pop out, do not hit into a double play. How many times does he got, you get it. You just get it. That's fundamentals. And guys can't bunt. Why can't guys bunt anymore? It's so necessary. And how do you get the bases loaded and nobody out and not score a run? All these things, it's great to listen to. I
How do
agree
you run out of guys on
100%.
your bench and you're at the end of the game and you're the manager?
Well, you don't have a catcher. That's the problem right now. We're down two all-star catchers. And that's a problem.
And they're going to deal from the bottom of the deck to try to make the team better next Monday, right? Like literally.
I would
Because they
assume.
kind of have to, because they're still trying to get you and even me to buy tickets, even though they don't realize it. They've done everything they could possibly do to
Yeah,
offend
now,
me for no good reason. For no, I don't know what their benefit is. I don't know what Katie Griggs is getting out of being a jerk to me or Mark Fine. Like
It's just
it's baffling
stupid,
to me,
stupid.
and I'm never going to stop talking about it until I'm dead.
Yeah. Well,
Even though I've reinvented myself.
as you said, if they don't want to answer a hard question, they don't want that question. And so for them, it's a way to avoid it.
You can't be partly accountable. You don't have integrity sometimes.
Yeah, you got to have it all the time. I agree 100%.
Letter Raskin is here. He does that. Tell me what you're doing managing money. Give me some summer tips and whatnot. I mean, I'll tell you this. I had a whole bunch of hotel rooms for the Geddy Lee thing in New York this week. I've just decided I'm picking the set list. I'm trying to get up there for Saturday, no matter what it costs. And it's Sunday, or Monday, I'm going to the fourth show.
There
So
you go.
like I'm hitting a couple of Rush shows this week, but I have backed off. You know, we didn't go see Bon Jovi because it was going to make me cry. We didn't go to the World Cup
Yeah,
thing up there because we
how
just
about
didn't.
he couldn't finish the show.
Yeah, man. Like I'm
And what's
one
up,
of
dude
one.
from Train? Train. He's like in the stands, in the not in the stands, in the crowd.
Every night he's had celebrities. He's put
And
pictures up every night
he comes up on stage and
and
helps
ends the
him
show
finish
for him.
singing.
Yeah.
I
Isn't that
mean,
beautiful?
that's magnificent, but it's sad that John couldn't rock it.
I thought, and my mom's birthday was Sunday night, and he was playing the last show that night. And I didn't want, and the ticket prices went crazy. And I thought, he can't even sing.
People didn't
And
think he was
one
going to be
of
able to play
my
again.
dearest, dearest friends that I've accumulated in life, she loves Bon Jovi. I've been to Bon Jovi shows with her. She's a girlfriend from 30 years ago, and she, wife, kids, the whole deal. She took her daughters to Madison Square Garden to see the last show.
There you
She
go.
knows John's people. She got hooked up. She got tickets for the last night on purpose. She's like, "You'll be warmed up. It'll be
That's right.
good. It'll be the last show in New York before he goes to London." Springsteen showed up. And she sent me a video as it happened on Sunday night. And she sent me one of my favorite songs, In These Arms. He played it. And she sent me a minute and a half of it. And Jen came in and we were watching it. And I almost wanted to cry. I'm like, I wouldn't want to pay $300 to see it. It's just, this is, I don't want to say it's like watching Ovechkin at the end because he's better than that at this point. You know that too. And the same thing with Verlander or any Willie Mays at the end or whatever. This has just been a tragedy.
Yeah,
I mean, I
it's the
love
end.
John Bon Jovi. You do too. We
Well,
all do, right?
he's got throat stuff, and he's lucky he's even singing at all.
Yeah. So
So
I.
he's trying to wrap it out, and God bless, man. Good
And
for him.
Springsteen got up and they did Promised Land. And,
There
you
you go.
know, so they did a little thing.
And so
So
let's hope Getty keeps going through DC.
at least through DC.
At least through DC. I gotta see him,
All right. So look,
DC.
let's you and me make a little side bet here. I know you're not a betting guy, but
Go ahead.
first off, are Rush going to play the Sphere next summer?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay.
I haven't been to the Sphere, but I would go for that.
This is where I'm leading you. So I'm thinking right here, there will be at some point
Yes.
in the near to, in the distant early warning,
Yes.
that, and it won't be a far cry,
A
that
residency?
there will be a caravan to, I'm getting some Rush songs in here, that the spirit of radio and our free will lead us to Las Vegas
I'll
for the
do it.
vital signs of a Sphere show.
I will do it. If they're there, you and me, I'm in.
You're missing them this week, but you're doing DC. You're not doing Philly at the end of the month.
Not at the moment, no. If
I
you
miss,
find
listen,
out,
on
hey,
Tuesday
look,
night at
if you
7:40 when
find
they hit the
out,
stage and I'm not at the Garden, I'll be a little upset that I'm
you
on the
find
yoga
out that
mat.
they're playing 21-12. If they're playing that, find out where
Let
and let's do it.
Leonard, go Thursday night.
This
Go
week,
Thursday night. What night did you have tickets for
I
this
had
week?
Thursday, and I'm in St. Louis. I can't
Dude, I
do
don't
it.
want to break the news to you.
I know. Is that when they're
Move your
doing it?
kid in Friday.
Is that when they're doing it? I'm
Move your
moving the
kid in
kid in
Friday.
Tuesday.
I'm trying to get up there Saturday night because moving pitchers.
I hear you.
You know,
I got to
so
see 21-12.
I
That's
haven't
all.
seen Witch Hunt yet. I haven't seen, you know, the
Well, if
camera
you find
eye.
out they're doing
Wow,
21-12 in Philly or
wow,
DC,
wow.
let me know.
Yeah.
I haven't
My
studied that much,
uncle
but
has a country place that no one knows about.
there you go.
Leonard Raskin is here. There, by the way, if you go Thursday, they're not playing Red Bart Cheddar. I know the set list, so I don't want to tell Scott Norton too much, but
There we go.
Rush is in the midst, and Leonard Raskin will not be there, but I will be before the week is over. It is our 28th anniversary. Leonard, thanks for your sponsorship, your friendship over all of these years,
You got
all
it.
that you do in the community, all the good stuff we're doing around here. We're going to celebrate 28 years on Monday. You might hear some wacky stuff this week about some throwback stuff from our 25th anniversary, our 20th, or our 15th, or our 10th, or our 5th. I mean, who knows? When you start to celebrate this many anniversaries, what the hell? I'll be like Ferris Bueller. I'm taking Monday off, even though I'm a
That's it.
working man. We are
That's it.
WNST AM 1570. Taos. Someone say I got to get closer to the heart. It is.